aquatic kind of titles, and there's lots of waves, and nearly every album has one. An album about the ocean. There was a track on a previous album about my learning to swim journey, and what it's like to learn to swim at a slightly older age. And yeah, so it's about the, I suppose, the gentle lapping, the almost hypnotic meditative possibilities for an ocean. I can stare at the ocean for hours, just sit there on the beach. Cup of coffee, happy as Larry.
Same. We have the ocean. We have access to the ocean in this part of the country as well. And same, I could sit and watch the ocean all day and be absolutely content. I love that. You did touch a little bit on the persona of Liminal Drifter, and I would love for you to speak on that if you don't mind.
The persona. Oh, wow. So it goes back to the early days when I first was signed to Hidden Shoal. So I was doing my PhD, and I don't know if you know people that have done PhDs, but normally a few years in, you start to get that "I can't do this anymore" vibe.
I
This is
know
going to kill me.
more.
And I'd taken a sabbatical from writing music. I'd moved from London to Australia. And I hadn't done any music for quite a few years. I was doing the PhD thing. Halfway through, I thought, oh, geez, I really need to do something creative. Trust me, PhDs are not necessarily creative. And I started just banging out some tunes, playing my bass again. And then purely by chance, I met the manager of Hidden Shoal, the label. And I said, oh, I've been playing, making a few tunes. And he said, oh, send them through. And it wasn't an intention to get signed or anything. So I started sending him these sort of scratch tracks. And he said, oh, I quite like these. He said, keep going, keep sending me stuff. and then I don't know, about a year or two later, he said, I think we should do something. I think we should sign you and we should start a project. And he's a very kind of collegial kind of guy. He's really interested in the process of artist development. And we chatted around, I didn't have a name at that point. It was just Simon. We listened to the tracks, we drank a lot of coffee, and eventually I came up with this Liminal Drifter character. And it's very autobiographical. I drift around a lot. I don't plan very much. I kind of follow my nose, if you like. I go where my passion takes me, and I probably exist in a lot of liminal consciousness type spaces between places, in between things. And the music seemed to say that as well.
It does.
It's kind of drifty. It exists in liminal places for liminal kind of reflection. So we've just kind of built on that whole idea, and it fits the chill vibe, the ambient electronica vibe. It really tells the listener before they've heard anything what the music might be about. And in at my little niche genre, that's quite important. You don't want to la you don't want a name like Metallica in my genre.
Exactly. Now I am, my next question is now, I think it would be, it's going to be helpful for somebody who might be listening who wants to get into the music scene. You know, maybe they're wanting to start their first creative project. What advice would you offer for somebody new
Yeah.
wanting to kind of like, you know, get into it?
Sure. I get quite a lot of mail from aspiring producers saying, can you tell me how you make your music? And as part of my other role as a music professional, I do mentor people. I do it online. I've got quite a few clients all over the place. But one of the things I find when I talk to people who want to make music is it's normally their workflow. So when you first sit down in the studio, if you've got a studio, or some people, they just got a laptop, or I mean, I've made music just on my phone before, is, they'll do 3 days straight and they won't sleep. And then they'll listen to what they've got and they go, oh, when they wake up, I read a book called The Artist's Way a few years ago, 20 years ago. And it's about a workflow. You do a little bit every day and you do it religiously. It's like brushing your teeth. So my advice to any aspiring musician is to try and carve out at least 30 minutes a day to do something. And it could be something as small as writing a hi-hat pattern, or doing some production on a synth part, but just keep doing it every day
Absolutely.
and stay in the flow of that tune, and don't have a day off, unless you take Sundays off. And monitor your workflow. Workflow is the bugbear for all aspiring producers. They need that regularity, that persistence, and that consistence. Because if you keep going, you do a bit every day, eventually you'll have an album and you won't even notice you got there. And that's the best piece of advice I can give, without getting too technical.
No, that's great. That is the I think it's an incredible piece of advice because it can be transferred in so many other different areas, even just in your life, right? So I think that that's a great way to flow for sure. What's next for you though? Like you have the album out. What does the rest of 2026 sort of look for you?
Yeah, so we're still riding the US release. See how that goes. We might have another 4 to 8 weeks. I never know what's going to happen, within the US, North America, Canada. So we'll keep riding that. There's always, things to do, posts to make, people to chat with, which is awesome. And I'll, it always has a natural conclusion where you go, okay, I think we're done. So the next thing, is probably going to be to look at some video content for the album. It's nice to try and make some visuals because I come from a photography background as well. Always we make lots of little shorts for socials, but it's nice to do something longer form, something a bit more, I don't know, structured with a narrative, and we can borrow from the Cowboy Pilgrim narrative. So that's probably going to happen. More YouTube. And also, I started on the next album. Got one track nearly finished. I don't know what it's called yet. I'm going to upgrade the studio a bit with some new toys. Yeah, I'm going to try and, because I have a history of, being quite a competitive athlete. And that kind of has driven me over the years, but I've had quite a long period of, uncertain health, and that's kind of moving now, turning a corner, and I'm hoping to get back into my, sort of athletic pursuits, and that will drive the music for the next
As well.
album.
How would we get connected with you online? Like, let's say we want to check out some of the visuals that you might launch, you know what I mean, in the coming months. How could we get connected? What would, especially how can we like listen to your album? I know how, but if you wouldn't mind sharing.
Well, for us artists, the best way for you to connect with us musically is to, have a look at Bandcamp, the Liminal Drifter profile on Bandcamp. And if you're not up for that, then all the usual, streaming subscription services, I won't name them, but everyone has a
Absolutely.
different way. Everyone has a different way of consuming music now, and you have to be everywhere. So generally, you'll find me on all those platforms. Video will probably be on YouTube. And you can connect with me on the usual socials. I'm on the main three, and you can just write to me. There's also a Liminal Drifter Patreon page.
Okay, right on.
So if you want to support my ongoing endeavors, because as you're probably aware, most musicians now need two or three jobs just to keep going.
Factual statements, factual statements.
Yeah, right. So yeah, any little contribution's always valuable. I know some people were happy to give me, $1 a month. I'm happy with that,
Absolutely. Because
just
listen,
keeps
it
me.
adds up. It really does.
Yeah.
It really, really
Yeah.
does.
So if you want to support the music, you want to hear more, there are lots of, this is album six.
Yay.
So you can support by looking at the other albums, buying, streaming. So any support that you can give to the project will keep me moving, keep me motivated to produce more Liminal Drifter music.
Absolutely. And for listeners, as you know, I will be putting links to connect with Simon and Liminal Drifter, and as well as access to listen to the album. I'll like just include Bandcamp, and then folks can figure out the streaming services that they prefer. Before I let you go, is there anything that we may have missed in our conversation that you might want to share?
Oh, just a big shout out to the listeners at your radio station. I have a quite a good fan base in North America and Canada. So I want to thank everyone for streaming, for listening, for showing their support. I have to be really honest, I've never been to North America.
Oh my gosh, you must come for a
Yeah,
visit.
I know exactly. And Canada especially, for obvious reasons,
Yes, and come
why
to the
I would
West
prefer.
Coast. Absolutely. We have the
Yeah.
ocean on the West Coast as well. You should come through.
Yeah, my partner has some connections in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been thinking about that for a while.
Yay.
So maybe. And the other thing that I've been toying with this for a while is how to do some gigs.
Okay.
I used to gig, 4 or 5 nights a week when I was a gigging musician, but electronic music has its challenges. And yeah, finding some time and a way to do that and bring a show, ultimately that would be the best thing, for the future. I always say this, but it's finding the time.
To do it. I
So
know. But let's just say this, you have now put it out to the airwaves.
I
So,
know.
right? So perhaps it will come into fruition before you know it.
Yeah, that's a good place to end. Thank you.
Absolutely. Simon, thank you so much for joining me today. I so appreciate you are about to start your day as I wind down with mine, but I totally, totally appreciate you chatting with me today. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure, Nicole. You have an awesome day.
Thank you. And that was my conversation with Simon Order, aka Liminal Drifter. The tracks that we heard at the top of the hour were tracks, my favorite tracks from Liminal Drifter. And now we are actually going to play a track that is one of Simon's favorites off of the album. And this track is called Aquatic Whisper. It's the second track on the album. So let us take a listen to that.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English Chamber Folk Ensemble, Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk's Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York City-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose, Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there are over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And oh my gosh, I have a guest real quick in the house today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beats and Eats.
Hello, hi, it's me.
Hey, oh my gosh. We're here to talk a little bit about food.
Nicole, we haven't done radio together, so this is a real treat.
I know. My gosh. Can you please plug your show because you're here?
Hi. This is me, Jay Gradesky, your host, as always, for The Art Show every Thursday at 5 o'clock. So stay, don't touch that dial for another 3 hours.
Right.
And you'll get to hear much more of me talking about music rather than whatever it is we're going to have here. But I assume we're going to have we have Beats and Eats, so I assume we're talking food.
We're talking food because I just had a conversation. I just shared a conversation I had with an artist, Liminal Drifter, and we played some tracks off of the album Cowboy Pilgrim. But now I have some moments before the next show, which is going to be a live open mic show, just to be exact. Let's talk about some food. What have you been making lately?
So I work at a steakhouse downtown, and so one of my chefs on Sunday mornings, he's preparing the carpaccio.
Hey.
But the little nubs of the tenderloins that he can't grind down into thin little slices anymore, he just puts in a box. So after a while, I'm like, yo, chef, you just chuck that out? I'm like, he's like, yeah. I was like, can I have it? He's like, yeah. So I've just been piling on like really nice beef. Sometimes I get some like Wagyu, just some slivers of it.
Yeah.
And so I just been cooking with that. My breakfast is extremely Spartan, but utilitarian. It's just two eggs, a handful of beef that I slice up, or whatever proteins I've got. My mom gave me some pork like a month ago. It's in my freezer still because
nice.
I haven't gone that far into it.
Nice.
I keep having to freeze my beef because I don't get it through it fast enough. So anyways, it's just beef, two eggs, maybe a scoop of sour cream if I food process that together into a nice kind of frappe. So
yes.
egg frappe. and just whatever vegetables I got in the fridge, usually just onions and peppers. But today I bought a purple cabbage.
Oh my gosh, I love purple cabbage.
And shredded it and fried it up and did much the same.
Yeah.
Minus the egg today. So I soaked it. I did a nice bit of vinegar. And what else was in there? I don't know. I forget what else. A bit of vinegar in with the cook as well. Some lemon juice.
Nice.
So you can kind of get some acidity to it. And it popped really nicely. I think it's got some work to do. I've been kind of inspired by Korean food.
Nice.
Those little rice cakes. Those are great. And
yeah.
In my mind, my dream restaurant is a Polish-Korean fusion restaurant.
Okay, fusion. Okay, Korean and Polish. I love that.
Because I feel like... And please, anyone in of the Korean diaspora, please correct me if I'm wrong or chime in. I feel like Korea is like the Slav nation of East Asia.
Yeah, definitely.
Because like, there's a lot of vinegar, there's a lot of pickling, there's a lot of marinating. It's a very hearty cuisine.
Absolutely. I have a question for you. I am not a baker, but I love sweet things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to bake?
If I had more tools and a toaster oven, yes.
I feel you.
I have one pastry that's really easy to make that I like to make sometimes. It's called a posset. So it's really simple. My proportions were 1/3 sugar to cream. So if you have 600 mils of cream, you do 200 grams of sugar.
Nice.
So what you do is you get the cream to a nice rolling simmer, not boil, nice and warm, loosen up all those proteins.
Yeah.
Then you dump in the sugar, gradually stir it in. Yeah. And before all that, you've also taken all the flesh out of half a lemon and juiced that lemon into the cream and sugar. Yes, you may think it'll curdle,
but
the magic of heat and sugar and all that other mystical mumbo jumbo that is culinary arts, it'll nicely puree together, like mix all together into a nice thick custard. Come on in, we're talking food.
We're talking food.
Howdy. Howdy. And yeah, so then what you do is once you've got that all nicely congealed together, is that you pour it back into the hollowed out lemons and chill it.
Oh.
And to be extra soigneur, you can just put a little sprig of mint on there.
Oh my gosh. When you make that next, would you mind taking a photo?
Yes.
Please, I would love to post it on Beats and Eats.
I did one variation for a friend of mine's chocolate cook-off for their birthday, which involved I used orange and a bit of chocolate.
Oh.
Didn't quite meld as nicely. I could tinker with it more.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Okay, I could talk food all the time. Please stop by again.
Oh, please.
Anytime. Like, honestly, if you want to be like, pop in every Thursday, I don't mind.
Well, it gives me a better excuse to come up here a little earlier.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have like a food chat corner or something near the end of the show each time. I would love that.
Well, the things that connect a lot of people is music, food, and language.
Absolutely.
If you just start with one of those three things, the odds are you'll have spread strike up a conversation with somebody, because it always comes back to food.
100%. And okay, look, my next song is already being queued up right now because I'm going to make way for a live open mic show.
Ooh.
Yay. Okay. And guess what? The host is doing it for their second time. So I am going to give some time to set up, and let's play out this show with the track Eat the Beat by the Virgin Prunes.
All right, Nicole, it's been nice to hang out with you for a minute.
Absolutely.
Let's do this again soon.
Definitely.